Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Margot from Borum Hill in Brooklyn, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, hey.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. For the first time in Billboard chart history, female solo artists have occupied the top five spots on the Hot 100 chart for 7 weeks in a row. Joining me now by phone from L.A. is music writer Melinda Newman, who recently wrote about this record-breaking trend for Billboard magazine. Hi, Melinda.
Hi, John. How are you?
When you wrote about this trend, it was 6 weeks in a row. Now it's seven. And so how rare an event is this?
It's very rare. The last time that there were this many women in the top five for more than 1 week was in 1999, and that string only lasted 4 weeks. So this is the first time ever in the 56-year history of the chart that you've had solo women dominating the chart for so long.
Wow.
They set the record at 5 weeks, and now they just keep going.
And they keep going with the same song in the number one spot, right?
Yes. Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass.
Which is, a song not without some controversy, right?
Well, it has controversy in a kind of backwards way.
Yeah.
In that people are taking it that she is slagging women who are skinny, when all it is really standing up for women of all body size and kind of saying, you know, these pictures are photoshopped. Give yourself a little bit of a break if you've got a little bit of something going on in the trunk.
On the other hand, she does use the phrase skinny bitches, which doesn't sound too friendly to women who don't have as much going on in the trunk, as you say.
Except for, that has now just kind of become a phrase in America.
Yeah.
Whether it was Joy Behar used to say it on The View, or whether it was, some Real Housewives who would say it. Mm-hmm. And now it just kind of is a saying that people just kind of toss off, whether right or wrong. So I don't really think that she meant that in a harmful way.
So whether she meant it or not, it's she is sitting on top of this kind of murderer's row of female solo artists, and she hasn't even released an album yet.
No. I know. It's going to be very interesting. As we all know, when someone comes out of the box with this huge a hit, it can be a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
And that this just instantly becomes what they're always known for, whether it's James Blunt with, Beautiful.
Right.
Or it's really hard for someone when they have this big an impression to kind of keep the momentum going.
All right. She actually has a second single called Dear Future Husband, which has nowhere near the visibility of All About That Bass, which is still the number one song in the land. At number two, Taylor Swift with Shake It Off. At number three, we have Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj doing Bang Bang. Number four, Iggy Azalea featuring Rita Ora doing Black Widow. And at number five, the Swedish singer Tove Lo with Habits, which everyone is referring to by its subtitle, Stay High. Do you see anything in common in these five songs?
Well, Tove Lo kind of ruined it for all of our theories, which was that when Nicki Minaj's Anaconda was number five, it was in the top five. All of these songs were fairly female empowering, and none of them were traditional love songs in that I'm nothing without my man.
You look at
Shake It Off, All About That Bass, very much kind of like, I am an independent woman, and I am just, take me as I am. And, if you've got criticism, cross the street. I don't want to hear it. Whereas with Bang Bang and Black Widow, they were very much, hey, you come near me, you get what you get. I'm gonna love you until you hate me, and I'm gonna show you. Tove Lo kind of ruins it with Stay High, because that is about a woman who is just trying to find anything she can do to keep her mind off her man. But there is something about, these are all women who are kind of claiming their lives. They're not necessarily, other than the case we just mentioned, seeing themselves through the prism of a man.
Right. But the Tove Lo song is actually a pretty interesting song.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, every time she sings the word hi, her voice actually drops.
I eat my dinner in my bathtub, then I go to sex clubs, watching freaky people getting on. It doesn't make me nervous, if anything, I'm restless. Yeah, I've been around and I've seen it all. I get home, I got the munchies, binge on all my Twinkies, throw up in the tub, then I go to sleep. And I drank up all my money, tasting kind of lonely. You're gone and I gotta stay high all the time to keep you off my mind. Ooh, 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 high all the time to keep you off my mind. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
A little pop from Scandinavia. That's happened in the pop charts before here in this country. Tove Lo with her song Habits. That's at number 5. The last of a string of 5 women who are dominating the Hot 100 chart for 7 weeks, with Meghan Trainor, as we mentioned before, leading the way. Melinda Newman's on the line with us, freelance music and pop culture writer for outlets like Billboard and Rolling Stone. And you can find a link to Melinda's piece about this trend for Billboard magazine on our website at soundcheck.org. Is it a trend? Is it just a moment? What do you think? What's the bigger picture here?
That's what no one can decipher, because only in hindsight will we be able to look back and see, you know, what's going on. When I did my piece, there's certain people that thought this was actually a movement, that it kind of parallels, you know, women being powerful in the country, and that women are really, really kind of just standing up and taking their claim. Someone, I actually didn't put it in the story, but even took the through line all the way to Hillary Clinton potentially running for president, and that there's just this whole, you know, powerful surge of women right now. Other people feel that this is cyclical, that it's wonderful this is happening, that we have these new voices out there. You know, Taylor Swift's the only one that we would have even known about a few years ago.
Right.
So we have these new powerful women out there, but that it is just a cyclical phenomenon that happens. You know, 2 years from now, the chart will look completely different. We're in a very rhythmic pop stage right now at Top 40 Radio, and that tends to favor females. Most of the male pop that happens this way is either urban leaning, which we did not include in this phenomenon, which is, you know, an amazing phenomenon as well, but we didn't include for this story, or the pop rhythmic males are kind of on hiatus with Justin Timberlake and Bruno Mars between albums.
Mm-hmm. And with all of this, you know, this wealth of female talent, if you look at the number 3 song, Bang Bang, you got 3 of these girls working together: Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj. Now, Nicki's been around for a few years, but the other two are relative newcomers, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's another reason that everyone is looking at this is, wow, are we seeing the next wave of women whose names we're going to be hearing, you know, for the next 5 to 10 years? And you look, we've had a lot of really strong female artists in the last several years, you know, whether it's Lorde, whether it's Miley Cyrus, obviously Katy Perry continuing to rise, Adele.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, and of course, I mean, the godmother Beyonce, the mothership for female empowerment artists. So it really is a great time for female artists, whether they're at the top 5 or not.
And people are saying that this song, this Jessie J, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj collaboration, it's like the Lady Marmalade of 2014. The song is called Bang Bang. that's Bang Bang from Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj, sitting at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. 5 women occupying the top 5 slots for 7 weeks in a row. That is a record. The old record was 4 weeks, so it's a record by almost twice the old margin. Melinda Newman wrote about this for Billboard. You can read her article on our website, soundcheck.org. Now, what strikes me about this, Melinda, is you've got all these women doing gangbusters on the singles chart, you know, with the Hot 100. Those are singles. You look at the album chart, and it's a dude fest. You know, it's like this week, it's country music, 1, 2, 3.
Again, that's cyclical, but there are two things to say about that. First off, the top 3 selling albums of the year are all female-driven, which are the Frozen soundtrack, mm-hmm. which, of course, has Idina Menzel's Let It Go, and then Beyoncé and then Lorde are the top 3 selling albums of the year, and then probably the only act at all that has a chance of selling more than 1 million copies this year is Taylor Swift with 1989, which comes out next week. So women are in there for the long haul, and the numbers are great. But the other thing that you're seeing is a lot of these songs in the top 5, their single sales are soaring, and people are going in for the song more than for the album at this point. And then, of course, like with Meghan Trainor, as we said, there's not a full-length album out yet.
Right.
So that's also cyclical. Country males are having a very strong time right now. Like, we'll probably see Florida Georgia Line come in at number 1 next week. So that will continue, you know, country males on top. But the women are definitely ruling the pop radio.
And in terms of Taylor Swift, you know, they're predicting what, like 800,000 sales in the first week for that record?
Yes, and her last 2 albums both sold more than 1 million their first week. So it just kind of shows her popularity certainly has not waned. That's just another indication of that people are not buying albums like they were.
Right. Well, they're certainly buying singles, and they're buying lots of singles by women like Meghan Trainor and Iggy Azalea and, yes, Taylor Swift. We've been speaking with Melinda Newman, freelance music and pop culture writer for Billboard and Rolling Stone, Variety, and more. Melinda, nice to talk to you again.
Thank you so much, John. Take care.
Welcome to New York.
If you like Soundcheck, consider subscribing to our podcast. It's easy. Just find us in the iTunes store and click on subscribe. We'll send you our latest interviews, in-studio performances, and more. Thanks for listening. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck. Soundcheck.